we are applying pressure to St. Margaret's Health to do what's right, put a plan into place, and communicate that plan. And until I am comfortable with the communication from the system to its patients, we're going to continue to push them to do what's right and hold them accountable and keep this topic public so they are forced to come out and put a plan into place and communicate it with many of these expectant mothers. It's very difficult to just say, oh, you need to now deliver at another hospital. That patient now either has to find a new doctor who has privileges at that hospital and or wait until their doctor who they're seeing has received privileges to deliver at that hospital. It doesn't happen overnight. That's why we're most concerned. We're very concerned about the whole issue, but for the people who fall in the 1 to 2 month of delivery category, we have to make sure that they know what their plan is and where their doctor will be.